an exit on this side of the room. Would you please,
leave the room.
Fashion and leave the room.
Would you please leave the room?
Now, you are still hearing the tape replay of the moments after the shooting at the Ambassador Hotel.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can cooperate with the sympathies. Yeah, we got a doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we have a doctor now. Will you please clear the room and offer your prayers at this hour? Let us please clear the room. Your greatest help will be to clear this room.
And there you have heard the moments from the time when Senator Robert Kennedy was so happily claiming victory in the California primary, and the sounds as word spread that he had been shot and wounded in the kitchen while leaving the hotel. Let's go back to Los Angeles now and to Gary Shepard, who has some eyewitness accounts of what happened there in the kitchen. Go ahead, Gary.
Neil, it happened at approximately 15 minutes after 12 midnight Pacific Coast time, and Ray Williams, a reporter for CBS station KNX here in Los Angeles, was in the embassy ballroom at the Ambassador Hotel when the shooting occurred. And right now we're going to play the account that was broadcast by Ray Williams over station KNX.
Senator Robert Kennedy has been shot. The man is now calling for a doctor. We don't know exactly who did the shooting, how it happened. The rumor we have is that it was in the midst of some hysterical teenagers. A shot rang out. There was a noise. No one knew at the time whether it was a balloon or just what. But the senator has been shot. Exactly what his condition is, we don't really know. However, our producer has gone over to check and see if he can find out anything. But there is complete pandemonium here at the embassy room at the Ambassador Hotel. Women are hysterical. They have been screaming. No one really knows who did it, whether they have apprehended the person who shot him or what. They're now asking for everyone to leave the room in an orderly fashion. Perhaps once they clear this room, then we can begin to probe into this drastic incident that has taken place here
and
find out exactly what it is. Right now, the gentlemen in charge or the Kennedy party are trying very hard to retain their composure, hoping that this will affect the crowd and help them to move out in an orderly fashion. Bob, it's unbelievable, but it has happened here at the embassy room. We now have our producer coming this way with a youngster who evidently was very close to what was going on. We should be able to find something from him. Bring him over here. What happened?
I saw this man go in the back. He started running back, and I saw, and I heard he's been shot. That's all I heard.
What man was it?
It was a young person. That's all I saw. So run back. I just saw somebody run back, and then I heard somebody say he's been shot, and that's all I heard. I saw this man run back there.
Has there been a chase after that man?
Well, everybody started.
Nobody said. And then a bunch of people ran out and said he's been shot.
I saw this man run in. Everybody started running after him and said he's been shot. And
did you hear a shot?
Yeah, I heard just like.
You're like a
I was just running back
pop.
Like a balloon
a pop.
Sound. That's all I heard when I ran back there.
No,
I was going back there,
Senator.
But they threw me back and so.
We were going back to see
him. Bob, there's been actually somewhat of an eyewitness report as to what has taken place here at the embassy room. This young man is completely exhausted. Evidently, he was tossed around pretty good by those around the senator.
We're going to interrupt that eyewitness account of what happened for just a moment and then go back to Gary Shepard. Information has reached us that an aide to Senator Robert Kennedy says the senator's condition is stable after being shot at least twice after making that victory speech at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. Kennedy's new secretary, Frank Mankiewicz, told newsmen that Kennedy is breathing well and has a good heart. But Mankiewicz said, "I do not think he is conscious." According to the information he has relayed, Kennedy was wounded twice in the head. in the front of the forehead and near the right ear. Once again, he has described his condition as stable, and he's breathing well, has a good heart. Now, let's go back to Gary Shepard's account in Los Angeles.
Neil, the account that we just heard was by Ray Williams of Station KNX here in Los Angeles, who was talking to a few young people who were in the embassy ballroom when the shooting took place. KNX reporter Ray McMacken was also there and saw the shooting up close, and this is his report as it was broadcast about 1 hour ago.
Boyd, I'm sorry, but I can't hold back the tears. He's shot right in the head, and he's not moving. There's several people back there shot. One right in the... Excuse me. I just can't control it. He's not moving, his eyes are not open, and he's shot right in the head. And he's laying on his back. There's two other people wounded, just bystanders. And I can't understand it. I was right there, and it just... The doctors, it's just mass confusion. It's terrified.
A few moments later, Ray McMacken, after he composed himself, was able to make this report of what he saw and how it happened.
I hope I never see a sight like that again. This won't be a newsman's type report. It'd be quite biased. It was terrible, absolutely horrible. There was a man wounded in his side, a young boy. Before I cracked up here, I had a time to interview him. He was not severely wounded, right? On the left side, right side of his hip, just above the bone there, and he's all right. There was another man that was shot right in the stomach. He had blood all over his white shirt from his chin all over the floor, and he looked in bad shape. There was a woman that was shot right in the forehead, right smack in the forehead. When I saw Senator Kennedy, he was laying on the... After he fell...
That was Ray McMacken at the embassy ballroom at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, describing for the second time how it happened, how Senator Robert Kennedy was shot about 1 hour and 30 minutes ago. Neil, now back to you.
In London, Jacqueline Kennedy's reaction to the shooting of Senator Robert Kennedy today was, no, it can't have happened. The former First Lady was informed in New York of the shooting during a telephone call from London, I see, by Prince Stanislaus Radziwill, the husband of her sister Lee. And the princess told newsmen in London that Mrs. Kennedy couldn't believe it. She kept saying, no, it can't have happened, tell me more. She said Mrs. Kennedy ended the transatlantic conversation by saying she was telephoning Los Angeles for more news of the senator. If you tuned in late, a second Kennedy has been shot. His condition at this moment, Senator Robert Kennedy, is described as stable by his press secretary, Frank Mankiewicz. Mankiewicz said Kennedy was breathing well, has a good heart, and added, I do not think he is conscious. And he said Kennedy was wounded twice in the head, in the front of the forehead, and near the right ear. There have been many reports about others who were wounded. As best we can establish, there were three others. One was a United Auto Workers official, Paul Schrade, who suffered a superficial scalp wound. An ABC assistant director, William Weisel, who was shot in the abdomen, and a so far unidentified youth who apparently suffered a wound that was not serious. Many people apparently had blood on them, and it was thought at the time that perhaps more persons were wounded. The assailant is described as a young man with dark curly hair. He is said to have fired several shots from a revolver, and one witness said that after the shots were fired, the man shouted, let me explain, I can explain. We so far don't have any identification on the man. He was captured, it is said, by Kennedy's bodyguard and by Rafer Johnson, the Olympic decathlon champion, and by Rosie Greer, according to one report we've had on the air here, Rosie Greer, the former football player. Now, we have an interview by Roger Mudd with a doctor who attended Kennedy at the hotel, Dr. Ross Miller. So let's hear from that interview.
We proceeded to give him emergency care, and at the receiving hospital, emergency procedures were started. He was given blood dextran, which is a blood substitute and albumin and oxygen. And at that point, his vital signs were stable. The extent of his injuries could not be ascertained at the emergency hospital.
Where was he hit?
He was hit in the face, and because of the blood, we didn't probe any of the wounds. We didn't do anything because he was being transferred for definitive treatment, and it would have been dangerous to begin any probing of wounds at that point.
Was he fully conscious, Doctor?
No.
What, if you can tell us now, is the general prognosis for someone who was in this condition, who was hit in that?
I would be unable to give a prognosis unless I could ascertain the extent of the injuries.
Before he became unconscious, did he say anything at all?
No, not while I was with him.
What type of first treatment did you and the other doctors who rushed to his side give?
The injury was, a dressing was applied and a tamponade to prevent any external bleeding, and he was placed on a cot for transferal to the receiving hospital. At the receiving hospital, emergency procedures were instituted. He was given oxygen and intravenous feedings as indicated, and following this, his vital signs were taken to ascertain his state, and he was immediately transferred to the Good Samaritan Hospital.
Were his vital signs good? Were they an indicator of his pulse, breathing?
His pulse was rapid but full and bounding, and his heartbeat was good. This is encouraging. It indicates that his immediate injuries were not incapacitating to that extent.
Is there a prolonged wait? It seemed like a very long time for those of us outside the door before he was transferred, taken away from the ambassador.
In all honesty, I must say that I have no knowledge of time, because I was very concerned and very involved during this period, and I have no knowledge of time.
That was CBS News correspondent Terry Drinkwater interviewing a doctor who first cared for Senator Robert Kennedy after the shooting at the Ambassador Hotel. Since that time, the senator has been transferred to the Good Samaritan Hospital, and the only report we have on his condition, we're repeating, has come from his new secretary, Frank Mankiewicz, who said that the senator's condition is stable, that Kennedy is breathing well and has a good heart. Mankiewicz said, "I do not think he is conscious." The wounds, 2 gunshot wounds in the head, in the front of the forehead, and near the right ear, according to this last report. Sitting here with me in studio is CBS News correspondent Charles Corral. Charles, have you had a chance to gather your thoughts yet?
Well, I guess my thoughts are those of everybody in the country, Neil, who awakened after an hour's sleep, learned this terrible news. One of those who was awakened was Eugene McCarthy, who had, like all the rest of us, assumed that the California primary was over now, and who had gone to bed and gone to sleep. And when he was awakened, as you must have reported, he went to the ballroom of his hotel and asked the crowd there to join him in a moment of silent prayer. I suppose that all across the country, as people wake up and hear this awful story in the wake of everything else that's happened in this country, they must be joining Eugene McCarthy in a moment of prayer. If we could only find out something about something late about Senator Kennedy's condition, but of course, as you've reported, there isn't any late news just at the moment.
It seems such a terrible thing that people cannot somehow accept the peaceful verdict of the ballot box.
Yes, when you think back to the to the senator's brother and his death, and to I was down in Atlanta for the funeral of Martin Luther King just 6 weeks ago. It almost leaves you speechless, takes your breath away to think what in the world is the question of the taxi driver who drove me here just now. What in the world is going on in this country? I'm sure is the question in everybody's mind.
We'll be coming back to you, Correspondent Corral. Let's back up again a bit now. We have another eyewitness to the shooting. I'm sorry we don't have his full name. It's only Mr. Kinnear.
I was following the senator to get a glimpse of him as he left the backstage.
You followed him from out of the embassy room?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What happened there?
And then I heard four or five shots. And I ran up, and right away the senator was lying on the ground. And there was a pool of blood. And everyone was saying, oh, my God, oh, my God. And there was another man lying on the ground. And the senator had...
Take him out of the room, please.
He had blood all over the ground. And the man who shot him was caught.
He was caught, but he was
led not more than 5-10 feet away from him at the time.
Did he say anything, Mr. Kinnear?
No, he didn't say nothing. He was a madman.
The last you saw, the senator was alive?
Yes, he was.
And the other gentleman whom you believe...
Yes, he was also, yes.
Where was the senator injured?
The senator, right before going into the elevator, turning towards the elevator on the back.
Could you tell where on his body he was hit?
He might have been shot on the back part, on the upper part of his body, because as he was lying down, the blood was right behind him.
Was he conscious as he was
yes,
taken
he
away?
Yes, he was conscious all the time.
Did the gunman say anything that you could recollect when he shot him? Or
no,
time?
Nothing.
Did anyone yell any epitaphs or any of any kind?
Yes, it's madness. Oh, my God. And everyone just didn't know what to do. And he was crazy.
There was just one man, and he
didn't make any sound?
No, he didn't say nothing.
He did catch him.
Yes, he was right away in the police station.
What did
the senator collapse to the floor immediately?
Yes, right away he was lying down.
Did the senator say anything?
I don't believe he knew what happened. He just lay there, and then his wife was kneeling next to him.
Did any sound at all pass his lips that you can determine?
I couldn't. I was too...
How was the man?
Yes.
Was he carrying a handgun or a
rifle? Yes, it was a small gun.
How many shots did you hear fired?
About four or five shots.
In rapid succession?
Yes, one after another.
Were you able to see any flashes of gunfire?
No.
That was an eyewitness to the shooting of Senator Robert Kennedy in the kitchen at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. Once again, the senator was just leaving the embassy room of the hotel where he had claimed victory in the California presidential primary. According to another witness, Marcus McBroom, the gunman did say something. He's quoted by McBroom as saying, "I did it for my country. I love my country."
What?
This is a CBS News special report. Neil Strausser reporting from New York. As you may already have heard, but we'll take a moment here to recap, Senator Robert Kennedy and two, possibly three other persons have been shot and wounded out in Los Angeles shortly after Senator Kennedy had appeared in the embassy room of the Ambassador Hotel to claim victory in the California primary. The senator and his party were leaving the podium in the embassy room, going out through the kitchen of the hotel, when a man described as young, dark, curly-haired, is said by witnesses to have fired several shots from a revolver at the senator and his party. According to the latest report we have, the senator was wounded twice in the head, in the front of the forehead, and near the right ear. His new secretary, Frank Mankiewicz, has told newsmen that his condition is stable. He is in Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles. Paul Schrade, a United Auto Workers official who had been standing on the platform with Senator Kennedy and was leaving with his party, was also wounded. He suffered a superficial scalp wound, we're told. An ABC assistant director was wounded in the abdomen, his condition we have had no late report on. It's also said a fourth person suffered an apparently not serious wound. Charles Corral is here with me. Charles, you have some late information there?
No, really not. As this news spreads around the world, there are reports coming in from Europe and from the Far East. And the reaction, of course, worldwide is the same one we have here. In Japan, where in various polls to select the man most admired by the Japanese, Robert Kennedy has always been high, especially since the death of his brother. The word is that Japanese are in shock and watching television and radios. I'm sure people in Europe, where it's 5 or 6 hours later into the morning, are also. The only least bit encouraging word this morning comes from the press secretary of Senator Kennedy, Frank Mankiewicz, who has described his condition as stable. But that was some 30 or 40 minutes ago when Frank Mankiewicz told reporters that Senator Kennedy is breathing well and has a good heart. The first doctor to the side of President Kennedy said that on the basis of his cursory examination, the condition of the senator would have to be described as critical.
President Johnson was notified at the White House almost immediately after the word came from Los Angeles. The White House has not yet made any statement or issued any comment from the president. But certainly he, along with all other Americans, must be alarmed at this violent incident. We have a note on the wire here which confirms what we have been picking up from here and there, that the suspect there in the hotel kitchen was grabbed by Roosevelt Greer and Rafer Johnson, the sports star members of Kennedy's party. Greer, as I recall, is about 270 pounds, and Johnson, of course, a star athlete himself, so they must have had no trouble handling the man.
The man is said to have shouted, I can explain, as Rafer Johnson pinned him against a dish rack in the passageway to the hotel kitchen. He's described as a curly-haired man, about 25, and of Latin appearance. And apparently he did this deed with a small-caliber pistol, which he emptied at Senator Kennedy as he left the ambassador hotel ballroom, was walking through the passageway to the kitchen.
We have a note here from McLean, Virginia. It's under Robert F. Kennedy's home there, suburban Washington. Police quickly put a protective cordon around the quiet, sprawling house as newsmen and photographers began to gather after news of the shooting. Fairfax County Police Lieutenant Charles Norfolk said those in the house, whom he could not identify, but one assumes it's a number of the Kennedy children, were shaken and asked that no one be permitted on the premises. One of Kennedy's pet dogs, Brumus, who's about as large as Roosevelt Greer, was barking loudly at the visitors, according to that report. We have further information now from Los Angeles and CBS News reporter Gary Shepard.
Neil, we have a report from Bob Ferris of station KNX here in Los Angeles, who was at the Ambassador Hotel when the shooting took place and who spoke with several members, aides to Senator Kennedy, and who describes for us now how the suspect